The sun hung low in the sky, casting a warm golden hue across the mystical plateau. Talia wandered through the undulating terrain, the whispers of the earth wrapping around her like an ancient song. Each step she took felt heavy with the weight of forgotten tales, secrets long buried in the cracks and crevices of the land. It was a place steeped in magic and mystery, where the air hummed with an energy that made her skin tingle. As she walked, Talia couldn't shake the feeling that she was being beckoned. Something deep within her resonated with the stories hidden in the rocks and soil, an unexplainable connection that drew her deeper into the heart of the plateau. The world around her transformed, the vibrant colors of the wildflowers and the earthy scent of the grass mingling in a tantalizing dance, urging her forward. "Where are you taking me?" she murmured under her breath, her voice echoing softly in the stillness. She noticed how the wind seemed to respond, swirling playfully through her hair, as if encouraging her to continue. After a time, she stumbled upon an ancient stone altar, half buried in the earth and covered with moss and creeping vines. The stones were rough and weathered, each one telling a tale of its own, etched with symbols that spoke of a time long past. Talia approached the altar cautiously, her heart racing with a mix of excitement and trepidation. She could feel the pulse of the earth beneath her feet, a rhythmic thrum that resonated in her bones. As she reached out to touch the cool, rough surface of the stone, a sudden rush of energy coursed through her. Her vision blurred, and she was thrust into a whirlwind of images and emotions. She saw a figure standing on a cliff, shadowed and alone. The man was striking, with dark hair that fell in wild waves around his face and piercing eyes that seemed to hold galaxies of pain. "Garrick," she breathed, the name escaping her lips like a prayer. She felt an undeniable connection to him, a pull that transcended time and space. His expression was one of torment, a struggle visible in the tension of his jaw and the clenched fists at his sides. Talia watched as he battled his inner demons, shadows swirling around him like a storm, threatening to consume him whole. "Why do you torment me?" Garrick's voice echoed through her mind, filled with anguish. "Why can't I escape this darkness?" Talia's heart ached for him, the desperation in his tone cutting deeper than she could have imagined. She wanted to reach out to comfort him, but the vision shifted, and she found herself standing on the precipice of his world, the weight of his sorrow pressing down on her. As the vision faded, Talia stumbled back, gasping for breath. The connection she felt was undeniable, but it was also terrifying. She had glimpsed the raw edge of Garrick's pain, and it left her shaken. What kind of darkness had he endured? And why did it feel like it was now entwined with her fate? Before she could gather her thoughts, a presence filled the air, heavy and foreboding. Talia turned slowly, her heart pounding as she felt the weight of eyes upon her. Emerging from the shadows, Garrick stepped into the dying light, his figure imposing and ethereal. The world around them seemed to dim, as if nature itself held its breath in anticipation. "Who are you?" he demanded, his voice a low growl that echoed off the stones. Garrick's eyes, deep pools of sorrow, bore into her, and Talia felt an instinctive fear rise within her. The shadows danced around him, wrapping him in a veil of darkness that made him appear both fierce and vulnerable. "I'm Talia," she stammered, unsure of how to respond. "I was drawn here. I saw you in a vision." His expression shifted, confusion mingling with suspicion. "A vision? And you think you can help me?" He took a step closer, the shadows swirling more intensely around him. "You have no idea what you're dealing with." Talia swallowed hard, feeling the weight of his words. "I don't want to help. I just felt a connection to you. I can't explain it." Her voice trembled, but she stood her ground, drawn to the depths of his pain even as a part of her screamed to flee. Garrick's gaze softened for the briefest moment, and Talia saw the flicker of a soul battling against the tide of despair. "You shouldn't be here," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. "I'm not the man you think I am." Talia took a shaky breath, feeling as if the ground beneath her was shifting. "But I see you. I see your pain, Garrick. You don't have to bear it alone." "Pain is what I am," he replied bitterly, the shadows swirling more violently around him. "It's all I have left." He turned away, the anguish in his posture almost palpable. Talia felt the urge to reach out, to touch his arm and ground him, but fear held her back. The darkness surrounding him felt alive, almost sentient, as if it were warning her to keep her distance. "Please," she said, her voice firm yet gentle. Let me help you. I can't just walk away after what I saw. Garrick's eyes flicked back to her, a mixture of anger and despair flashing across his face. You think you can save me? You have no idea what's at stake. He stepped closer, and for a moment the shadows receded, revealing a glimpse of the man beneath. His vulnerability struck her like a bolt of lightning, igniting a fierce determination within her. I may not know everything, Talia responded, her heart racing, but I know that love can heal. You don't have to face this alone. Garrick's expression hardened, the walls around his heart rising once more. Love is a luxury I cannot afford. It's a weakness that will get you killed. He turned abruptly, the shadows swallowing him whole once more, leaving Talia standing alone in the fading light. As the last rays of the sun dipped below the horizon, Talia felt a profound sense of loss. The connection they had formed, however fleeting, lingered in the air like a promise unfulfilled. She had glimpsed the depths of Garrick's soul, and the pain he carried threatened to consume her too. Yet, despite the warning bells ringing in her mind, Talia knew she couldn't walk away. The plateau, with its ancient stones and whispering winds, held secrets of its own, and Talia was now a part of its story. With a deep breath, she steeled herself, ready to confront the darkness that loomed ahead for Garrick, and perhaps for herself as well. Their destinies were intertwined, and she would not shy away from the shadows that threatened to engulf them both. Talia stood at the edge of the plateau, her heart racing and her mind swirling with thoughts of Garrick. The crackling fire behind her cast flickering shadows on the rugged cliffs, echoing the turmoil within her. She had felt an inexplicable connection to him since she first glimpsed his tortured expression, but now, as she prepared to take a step toward him, fear clawed at her insides. What if his darkness was too overwhelming? What if her light couldn't reach him? Taking a steadying breath, she crossed the rocky ground, each step feeling heavier than the last. The night air was cool against her skin, but the warmth of her resolve pushed her forward. As she approached, Garrick sat hunched over, his head bowed as though he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders. His shaggy dark hair fell over his eyes, shrouding him in a veil of mystery and sorrow. Garrick. Talia's voice broke the stillness, soft yet firm. He looked up, his piercing gaze locking onto hers. There was an intensity in his eyes that made her pulse quicken and her breath hitch. Why are you here? He asked, his voice a low growl laced with caution. I came to talk, she replied, steadying herself. I want to be your friend. I want to help you. A bitter laugh escaped his lips, sending shivers down her spine. You have no idea what you're asking for. I'm not someone you can help, Talia. I'm broken. Everyone has their scars, Garrick, she countered, taking a step closer. But that doesn't mean you have to carry them alone. He shook his head, a mixture of anger and desperation flashing across his features. You don't understand. I'm not just a man with scars. I'm a monster. I can't control what I am. I can't control the beast inside me. Maybe you don't have to control it alone, Talia urged, her heart aching for him. Maybe you just need someone who will stand by you. Someone who can see both sides of you. He studied her for a long moment, his expression shifting as he wrestled with her words. You don't know what you're inviting into your life. The darkness that surrounds me isn't just mine. It's infectious. I'm not afraid of the darkness, she declared defiantly, her voice gaining strength. I'm here and I want to understand. Please let me in. His guard wavered, and for a brief instant she saw a flicker of something, hope? Vulnerability? It was gone as quickly as it had appeared, replaced by a wall of hesitation. You think you can understand? You think you can handle it? He leaned closer, his gaze piercing into her soul. I lost everything, Talia. I made a choice that destroyed my pack, my family. I can't go through that again. Talia felt her heart twist at the pain etched in his voice. What happened? She asked gently, hoping to breach the fortress around his heart. Garrick turned his gaze away, staring into the fire, as if the flames could burn away his memories. We were attacked by a rival pack. I had to choose between saving my pack members or pursuing my own happiness. In the end, I chose my pack. I thought it was the right thing to do, but it cost me everything I cared about. The weight of his confession hung in the air, heavy and suffocating. Talia could feel the shadows creeping in, threatening to swallow her whole. Yet she refused to back down. And now, What do you want? Do you still want to carry that burden alone? I don't know, he admitted, the vulnerability in his voice almost breaking her heart. I don't know if I can let anyone in again. I fear what might happen if I do. Talia stepped forward, her heart racing with an overwhelming urge to reach out to him. You don't have to fear me, Garrick. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you find a way to carry that burden without it crushing you. His gaze met hers, and for a fleeting moment she saw the flicker of hope ignite once more. You really believe that? He asked, his voice softening. I do, she replied, her voice steady and reassuring. But it has to start with you. You have to let me in. Garrick sighed deeply, the sound filled with resignation. I don't know how to let go of this pain, Talia. It's a part of me now. Then let me help you carry it, she urged, stepping closer still until she was just a breath away from him. Let me show you that you don't have to face it alone. He was silent for a moment, the tension thick between them. Finally, he nodded slowly, his walls beginning to crumble. Hey, I'll try. As they sat side by side, the fire crackled and popped, casting warm light over their intertwined fates. The air felt charged with unspoken promises, and Talia's heart swelled with a mixture of hope and trepidation. She knew that the journey before them was fraught with danger, but she was willing to take that risk for him. Tell me more about your pack, she encouraged, her voice gentle and inviting. Garrick looked back at the fire, his expression distant. They were my family. We fought for each other, protected each other. But when the attack came, I couldn't save everyone. I still hear their cries at night. The guilt never leaves me. Do you think they would want you to suffer like this? Talia asked softly. Wouldn't they want you to find happiness again? A flicker of something passed through Garrick's eyes, a mix of sorrow and longing. Maybe. But I don't know how to be happy anymore. I don't know if I deserve it. Everyone deserves happiness, Garrick. Even you, Talia replied, her heart aching for the man beside her. You're not defined by your past mistakes. You can choose to move forward. He turned to look at her, his expression softening. You make it sound so easy. It's not, she admitted, her breath catching in her throat. But I believe in you. I believe that you can find a way to heal. You just need to be willing to try. I'm scared, he confessed, his voice barely above a whisper. Then let me be here with you, Talia urged, her heart racing as she reached out to take his hand. We can face the fear together. As their fingers intertwined, a jolt of energy surged between them. It was a spark of connection, a flicker of light in the darkness that had surrounded Garrick for so long. Talia felt the warmth of his skin against hers, and in that moment she knew that they were embarking on a journey that would change everything. Just as hope began to blossom, the air around them shifted. Garrick's expression darkened, and Talia felt a tremor run through his body. No, not now, he muttered, his voice strained. What's happening? She could see the struggle etched into his features, the shadows returning like a dark tide. I can't control it, he gasped, his grip on her hand tightening. Talia, you need to get away from me. No, she protested, panic rising within her. I won't leave you. Garrick's eyes flashed with an intensity that sent a chill down her spine. You don't understand. The darker side of me, it wants to break free. It wants to hurt you. Then fight it, she urged, her heart racing. You're stronger than this darkness, Garrick. You can overcome it. His face contorted in anguish, the battle within him raging like a storm. I don't know if I can, he shouted, his voice echoing against the cliffs. It's too strong. In that moment, Talia felt the ground beneath her shift. The fire crackled ominously, casting long shadows that seemed to dance with malevolence. She could sense the turmoil within Garrick, the struggle of a man torn between his humanity and the beast that clawed at his soul. Garrick, she cried, her voice trembling. You're not alone. You don't have to fight this by yourself. But the darkness loomed large, and she could see the raw conflict raging within him. Talia's heart sank as she realized that their moment of connection was slipping away, replaced by an overwhelming tide of despair. As Garrick's body trembled, Talia felt a sense of helplessness wash over her. She knew she had to reach him to help him find his way back to the light. But how could she fight the shadows that threatened to consume him? The answer hung heavy in the air, a question left unspoken as the night deepened around them, the echoes of the past intertwining with the fragile hope of the present. Talia stood at the entrance of the old seer's hut, her heart racing with a blend of anticipation and dread. The air was thick with the scent of herbs and the remnants of incense, swirling in the dim light that filtered through cracks in the wooden walls. She hesitated for a moment, recalling the urgent need to understand Garrick's turmoil, yet she felt a creeping apprehension about what she might discover. As she crossed the threshold, the seer, an ancient woman with silver hair cascading like a waterfall, turned her gaze upon Talia. Her eyes were deep pools of wisdom, reflecting a lifetime of knowledge and foreboding. "You seek answers, child," the seer rasped, her voice like dry leaves rustling in the breeze. "Yes," Talia replied, her voice barely above a whisper. "I need to know how to help him. Garrick." The seer's expression shifted, a flicker of something unnameable passing over her features. "The wolf you speak of carries a heavy burden. A fractured soul is a dangerous thing. It can consume not only itself but those who dare to love it." "I'm willing to take that risk," Talia insisted, her gaze steady despite the fluttering in her chest. "I can't just stand by while he suffers." The seer studied her for a long moment, and Talia felt the weight of her scrutiny. "Love is a double-edged sword," the seer warned, her tone grave. "If you choose to walk this path, you must be prepared for the shadows that lie ahead. His pain may seep into you and the abyss can be alluring." "I understand," Talia said, though the truth of her understanding was still a flickering flame amidst the storm of her emotions. "But I can't abandon him. I need to know how I can help him heal." The seer nodded slowly as if conceding to the inevitable. "Very well. You will need to delve into his past, to understand the roots of his despair. What binds him to this darkness is not just his own making. It is a tapestry woven from betrayal and loss." With a wave of her gnarled hand, the seer motioned for Talia to sit. "Close your eyes. I will guide you to a vision that may illuminate the path ahead." Talia complied, her heart pounding as she surrendered to the seer's magic. The world around her began to blur, colors swirling like autumn leaves caught in a tempest. She felt herself falling deeper into the abyss, until the darkness enveloped her completely. Images flickered before her mind's eye. Garrick, a younger version of himself, standing tall and proud among a pack of wolves under the silver glow of the moon. The camaraderie, the laughter, it felt palpable. But as the vision shifted, Talia saw shadows creeping in, whispers of betrayal curling around the edges of Garrick's joy. A rival pack, fierce and hungry for power, moved like a storm on the horizon. Suddenly, the scene twisted, revealing a moment of desperation. Garrick, torn between duty and desire, stood at a crossroads. His pack was under siege, and the choice before him was stark: to save his family or to pursue the love that beckoned him from the shadows. Talia felt the weight of his decision, the agony that had splintered his soul. "Garrick, no," she murmured, tears prickling at the corners of her eyes. She could feel his anguish as if it were her own, a visceral ache that made her heart constrict painfully in her chest. The vision shifted again, now showing Garrick alone, the aftermath of his choice evident in his haunted eyes. The laughter had faded, replaced by a chilling silence. Talia could see the moments of betrayal etched into his very being, each one a scar that marred his spirit. A woman, a fleeting glimpse of love lost, and a heart forever haunted by the shadows of what could have been. As the vision began to fade, Talia was pulled back to the present, gasping for breath. She opened her eyes to find the seer watching her with a mixture of pity and understanding. "You have seen the truth of his pain," the seer said softly. "Now you must decide how to carry that knowledge." Talia nodded, her resolve hardening like iron. "I will not abandon him. I will find a way to help him heal." "Then you must be prepared," the seer cautioned. "The path ahead is fraught with challenges. The darkness within him is a tempest that could easily sweep you away." "I'll take that chance," Talia replied, her voice steady with determination. "I won't let fear dictate my choices." With that, she took her leave, stepping back into the cool air of the plateau. The sun hung low in the sky, casting golden rays that danced across the rugged terrain. Talia made her way back, her mind racing with the visions she had witnessed. She could feel Garrick's pain as if it were a living entity, a dark cloud that loomed over them both. When she finally reached the plateau, she found Garrick perched at the edge of a cliff, staring into the abyss below. His posture was tense, and Talia could sense the storm brewing within him. The shadows clung to him, wrapping around his form like a shroud. "Garrick," she called softly, her voice trembling with the weight of what she had learned. He turned slowly, his eyes dark and stormy. "Talia," he replied, his tone low, almost defeated. "What did you find? Did the seer tell you what you sought?" She hesitated for a moment, searching for the right words. "Yes, she showed me your past. The choices you made, the betrayals you faced. I understand now, Garrick. I understand your pain." His eyes flickered with a mix of surprise and something deeper, something raw. "You shouldn't have gone there. It's dangerous to know too much." "I had to," she insisted, stepping closer. "I can't help you if I don't understand what you're carrying. We can't keep running from this darkness." Garrick's expression hardened, a wall rising between them. "You don't understand. This isn't just my burden, it's a curse. You can't bear it. You'll only get hurt." "Then let me help you carry it," Talia pleaded, her heart aching for him. "You don't have to face this alone." In that moment of vulnerability, the air between them crackled with tension. Garrick stepped closer, their breaths mingling in the charged atmosphere. The shadows around him seemed to pulse, and Talia felt a magnetic pull drawing her to him. "I don't want to hurt you," he murmured, his voice barely a whisper. "You won't," she replied, her eyes locked onto his. "I believe in you, Garrick. I believe in us." And with that, he closed the distance between them, his hands finding her face as he kissed her with a fervor that ignited a fire within her. Talia melted against him, feeling the weight of both their burdens dissolve in that moment of connection. But even as their lips met, the shadows loomed larger, whispering warnings that echoed in the depths of her mind. As they pulled away, both breathless, Talia searched Garrick's eyes for reassurance. "We'll face this together," she vowed, her voice steady. But deep down, she felt the apprehension creeping back. The love she felt for him was a fierce storm, but the darkness was a tempest waiting to unleash its fury. They were standing at the edge of an abyss, and with every moment, the choice of how to proceed loomed larger than ever. "Together," Garrick echoed, though she could feel the weight of uncertainty still pressing on him. "But promise me that you'll protect yourself too." "I promise," Talia whispered, though doubts lingered in the back of her mind. She knew the road ahead would be fraught with challenges, but for that moment they were united, their hearts beating in sync against the backdrop of a world filled with shadows and whispers. As they ventured into the cliffs together, Talia felt the stirrings of her own visions, glimpses of Garrick's past flashing before her eyes. Each scene unveiled a piece of the puzzle, a deeper understanding of the man she had come to love, and the shadows that clung to him like a second skin. With each moment spent together, the bond between them grew, but so did the shadows reach, threatening to consume them both in the darkness. Yet Talia was determined to navigate through the storm, to uncover the light that shimmered beneath the surface of Garrick's fractured soul. And as they walked side by side, she knew that love could be both a sanctuary and a storm, a force powerful enough to heal or to destroy. The choice lay before them, and together they would face whatever came next. Talia stood at the edge of the plateau, the sun dipping low on the horizon, casting a golden glow over the jagged cliffs. Her heart raced as she gathered the courage to confront Garrick about the visions that haunted her. The whispers of the earth seemed to echo her inner turmoil, urging her to speak her truth. She had seen fragments of his past, distorted images of heartbreak and sacrifice, each more visceral than the last. There was an aching need to understand the man who captivated her heart and soul, yet the fear of what she might discover loomed large. As she approached Garrick, who leaned against a weathered stone, his expression was one of deep contemplation, shadows dancing across his face. The tension in the air was palpable. "Garrick," she called out softly, her voice barely above a whisper, yet it echoed in the silence that enveloped them. He turned, his piercing gaze meeting hers, and for a moment, the world around them faded into insignificance. "Talia," he replied, his voice rough yet tender. "What brings you here?" "I need to know." She stepped closer, her heart pounding in her chest. "I need to know about the visions. I saw your pain, your choices. You saved your pack, but at what cost to yourself?" A flicker of something dark crossed his features, and he straightened, distancing himself as if her words were a physical blow. "You don't understand," he replied, his voice strained. "You can't comprehend the weight of that decision." "Try me," she urged, her resolve hardening. "I want to understand you. I want to help you heal. Garrick clenched his fists, his nails digging into his palms. Healing? Talia, you have no idea what you're asking. My darkness isn't something that can simply be healed. It's a part of me, a consequence of my choice. What choice? Talia pressed, desperation spilling into her voice. What happened that left you so broken? He sighed heavily, his shoulders sinking as he relayed the story that had become his burden. Years ago, I was faced with a choice between my pack and my own happiness. A rival clan threatened to destroy us, and I could either lead my pack into battle or abandon them to pursue my own desires. I chose my pack, he confessed, the weight of his words pressing heavily upon them both. It was the right choice, the only choice I could make as their alpha. But in doing so, I sacrificed my happiness, my chance at a life filled with love. Talia felt her heart clench at the rawness of his admission. She stepped closer, her determination unwavering. But you deserve happiness too, Garrick. You deserve to live without this torment. His eyes darkened and he shook his head slowly. You don't understand the darkness that clings to me. It's not just my own pain. It's the pain of every life lost because of my decision. The blood on my hands. It will never wash away. Then let me help you carry that burden, she offered, her voice steady. You don't have to face this alone. Garrick's gaze softened for a brief moment before the shadows returned. You think love can conquer all? It's a noble thought, but it doesn't work that way. My darkness could consume you, Talia. I won't let that happen. But Garrick, she insisted, taking another step forward, I'm not afraid of your darkness. I want to face it with you. I believe in us. He shook his head again, frustration bubbling beneath the surface. You don't know what you're asking. I've seen the way darkness can twist a person, change them into something unrecognizable. I won't let that happen to you. With a fierce determination, Talia stepped into his personal space, her voice low but resolute. Then teach me. Show me your darkness. I won't shy away from it. I want to understand every part of you, even the parts that terrify you. Garrick's breath hitched as he searched her eyes for any sign of hesitation. But all he found was an unwavering resolve, a light that flickered defiantly against the shadows threatening to engulf them. You're playing with fire, Talia. The flames will burn, and I can't promise you'll walk away unscathed. I'd rather be burned by your fire than live a life devoid of your presence, Talia declared passionately. I'm not afraid, Garrick. I can handle it. There was a heavy silence as Garrick considered her words, the internal battle raging within him. He wanted to believe her, to hope that love could indeed heal the wounds that tormented him. But the scars were deep, embedded in his very soul. You don't know what you're asking for, he finally said, his voice barely above a whisper. I do, Talia replied, her heart aching for him. I want to help you heal. I want us to find a way out of this darkness together. Garrick's chest tightened as he battled the tumult of emotions within him. The thought of allowing her into his world, of sharing his burdens, was terrifying. Yet there was a flicker of hope deep within him, an ember that had long been extinguished by his past. You're asking for a lot, Talia. This isn't just about me. It's about everything that comes with being near me. I'm willing to take that risk, she insisted, her eyes shining with determination. I believe we can face it together. The tension in the air shifted, the weight of their conversation hanging heavy between them. Talia could see the conflict within Garrick, his desire to protect her clashing with his need for companionship. She reached out, placing her hand on his arm, grounding him in that moment. I won't back down, Garrick. I will fight for you, for us. He closed his eyes, taking a deep breath as he wrestled with the emotions swirling within him. You have no idea how hard it is to let someone in when you're afraid of what they might find. I've built walls for a reason, Talia. Then let me help you break them down, she urged, her voice steady as she gazed up at him, unyielding. Let me be the light in your darkness. Garrick opened his eyes, meeting her gaze with a mix of hope and fear. If you truly want this, if you want to stand by me, then you must promise me one thing. Talia nodded, ready to accept whatever vow he required of her. Anything. Promise me that if it becomes too much, if the darkness overwhelms you, you will walk away, he said, his voice thick with emotion. I can't bear the thought of losing you to my demons. I promise, she said, her voice resolute. But I want you to know that I'll fight for you until my last breath. Garrick's heart swelled with a mix of gratitude and fear as he took her hand in his, their fingers intertwining. "Then let's face this together. But know that the path ahead will not be easy." Talia smiled, a flicker of hope igniting within her. "I'm ready for whatever comes our way, Garrick. Together we can conquer anything." As they stood there, hand in hand, the sun dipped below the horizon, casting the plateau into twilight. The air crackled with an energy that felt both electric and terrifying. Talia knew their journey was just beginning, and with each step, they would navigate the treacherous terrain of Garrick's darkness. But in that moment, she felt an unshakable bond forming between them, a promise of love that would withstand the storms ahead. Little did they know, the shadows that clung to Garrick were far more complex than either of them could anticipate. Each step forward would test their resolve, their love, and the very fabric of their souls. But as they faced the encroaching night, Talia held on to hope, believing in the power of their connection to light the way through the darkness. The sun hung low in the sky, casting long shadows over the mystical plateau as Talia and Garrick set out on their journey. The air was thick with anticipation, the scent of wildflowers mingling with the earthy aroma of the cracked stone beneath their feet. Talia felt a strange sense of purpose as they walked side by side, the weight of their shared mission pressing down on her shoulders. The legendary artifact, rumored to possess the power to heal fractured souls, lay somewhere ahead, hidden in the depths of the ancient forest that bordered the plateau. "Are you sure you want to do this, Talia?" Garrick asked, his voice a low rumble tinged with concern. He glanced sideways at her, his piercing blue eyes searching for any sign of hesitation. "The trials we face could be dangerous." Talia paused, her heart racing at the thought. Yet deep down she felt an unyielding determination. "I can't turn back now, Garrick. We need to find this artifact. You need to heal. I believe in you, in us." Garrick's expression softened, the shadows of his past flickering momentarily in his eyes. "But what if the darkness takes hold again? What if it swallows you too?" She reached out, her fingers brushing against his hand. "You're not alone anymore. We can face whatever comes together." Talia offered him a small smile, trying to infuse her words with the strength she wished to convey. "Besides, I'm not afraid of the darkness. Not anymore." With a reluctant sigh, Garrick nodded, their hands interlocking as they continued their trek. The forest loomed ahead, its trees towering like ancient sentinels, their gnarled branches twisting towards the heavens. The path was narrow, overgrown with underbrush, and Talia could feel the weight of the forest's secrets pressing down on them. Each step forward felt like a step deeper into the unknown. As they entered the shaded depths of the trees, a sudden rustling caught Talia's attention. She turned, her senses heightened, and her heart raced as a group of figures emerged from the shadows. Members of a rival werewolf pack, their eyes gleaming with malice. "Look who we have here," sneered a tall, muscular werewolf with a scar running down his cheek. "The broken alpha and his little human. What a pathetic sight." Garrick stepped protectively in front of Talia, his body taut with tension as he growled low in his throat. "Leave us, Rin. This is not your territory." "Ah, but it is now, old friend," Rin taunted, his pack fanning out behind him, their expressions predatory. "You've lost your strength, Garrick. You're nothing without your pack to back you up." Talia could feel Garrick's anger boiling just beneath the surface, and she squeezed his hand, willing him to hold on to his composure. "We're not here to fight," she said, her voice steady despite the fear coursing through her veins. "We're looking for the artifact. We don't want any trouble." Rin laughed, a harsh mocking sound that echoed through the trees. "Trouble? Oh, but trouble is exactly what you'll find here. You think you can just waltz in and claim what's not yours?" Without warning, Rin lunged forward, aiming to tackle Garrick. Talia's instincts kicked in and she stepped in front of Garrick, bracing herself for impact. "Stop!" she shouted, her voice cutting through the tension like a blade. To her surprise, the confrontation halted. Rin skidded to a stop, confusion mingling with annoyance as he regarded Talia. "What do you think you're doing, human?" "I'm not afraid of you," she declared, surprising even herself with the strength of her conviction. "You want to fight, then fight me. But leave Garrick out of this." Ren's eyes narrowed, clearly taken aback by her audacity. "You think you can challenge me?" "I do," she replied, her heart pounding. "I don't care about your pack wars. I care about him." She gestured towards Garrick, who stood silently behind her, a mixture of admiration and disbelief in his gaze. "Is this your idea of bravery?" Rin scoffed. "You'll end up as a trophy on my wall." But Talia could see the hesitation in Ren's eyes. The surprise of a human standing up to him, combined with Garrick's unwavering presence, seemed to shift the dynamics of the confrontation. "We're not your enemies, Rin," she pressed, her voice steady as she held his gaze. "We just want to find the artifact and leave." Ren's pack shifted uneasily, glancing at one another as if gauging their leader's reaction. "You think this changes anything? You're still a human in a world of wolves," he spat, but there was less venom in his tone now. Garrick stepped forward, his voice low and commanding. "You've made your point, Rin. Step aside. We have no quarrel with you today." Rin hesitated, then snorted. "Fine. But don't think this is over. I'll be watching you." He waved a hand dismissively, and his pack melted back into the shadows of the forest, leaving Talia and Garrick alone once more. The tension in the air faded, and Talia turned to Garrick, breathless. "I didn't think he would back down." Garrick's expression was a mixture of awe and gratitude. "You are incredible, Talia. I've never seen anyone stand up to Rin like that." "I was scared," she admitted, her voice trembling slightly. "But I couldn't let him hurt you. Not again." Garrick stepped closer, his eyes searching hers, and in that moment, Talia could see the flicker of hope reigniting within him. "Your bravery, it gives me strength," he confessed, his voice low and sincere. Talia smiled, her heart swelling with warmth. "Then let's keep moving. We have an artifact to find." As they ventured deeper into the forest, the atmosphere shifted once more. The trees closed in around them, and the air grew thick with an otherworldly energy. Talia could feel the whispers of the past brushing against her skin, guiding them towards their destination. Every step felt heavier, the weight of fate pressing down upon them. After what felt like hours of navigating through the dense underbrush, they finally stumbled upon a clearing bathed in ethereal light. In the center stood an ancient stone pedestal, overgrown with vines and moss. Atop it lay the artifact, a small, shimmering crystal that pulsed with an inner light, casting a kaleidoscope of colors across the clearing. Talia gasped, her breath hitching in her throat. "This is it." Garrick stepped forward, his expression a mixture of reverence and trepidation. "Are you ready for this?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Talia nodded, her heart racing. "Together." As Garrick reached for the crystal, a sudden darkness erupted from the shadows, the embodiment of Garrick's dark alter ego. The creature loomed large, its presence suffocating as it hissed with rage. "You think you can heal what's been broken? You're a fool." Talia's breath caught in her throat as she realized the battle was far from over. The darkness surged forward, and she had to make a choice: to step back and let Garrick face his demons alone, or to stand beside him, ready to fight for the love they had forged against all odds. Talia stood at the edge of the plateau, her heart pounding as the weight of her decision settled over her like a thick fog. The air crackled with energy, the very atmosphere humming with the remnants of Garrick's turmoil. She could feel the darkness swirling within him, a tempest that threatened to consume them both. Yet in that moment she was resolute. She would confront Garrick's dark side head-on, not as a mere observer, but as an active participant in his salvation. "Garrick," she called out, her voice ringing through the stillness. The shadows around her seemed to tremble, and she took a step forward, her heart racing. "I'm here. You don't have to fight this alone." The ground beneath her feet trembled slightly, a reflection of Garrick's inner struggle. The air thickened with an oppressive energy as he emerged from the darkness, his eyes flickering like dying embers. "Talia, you shouldn't be here," he growled, his voice low and strained. "It's too dangerous. You don't understand what I carry within me." "I understand more than you think," she replied, her voice steady despite the fear clawing at her insides. "You're not just a monster, Garrick. You're so much more than that. Let me in. Let me help you." "No," he shouted, his frustration echoing against the rocky cliffs. "You don't know what I've done. You don't know what I am." Talia took a deep breath, summoning all the courage she could muster. "I'm not afraid of you, Garrick. I'm afraid of losing you. I won't let you push me away. I refuse to let darkness win." As she spoke, she felt a surge of warmth spreading through her, a bright light igniting within her chest. It was love, pure and unyielding. She extended her hand towards him, her palm glowing with a soft light. Embrace the darkness, Garrick. I will channel it into something greater. Together we can transform this pain into light. His eyes widened, a flicker of hope breaking through the shadows. You don't understand what you're asking for, he murmured, his voice trembling. You could get hurt. I'd rather risk everything than stand by and watch you suffer alone, she insisted, stepping closer. Please let me in. For a moment, time seemed to freeze. Garrick's expression shifted, a battle raging within him as he weighed her words. The darkness writhed around him, clawing for dominance, but Talia stood firm, unwavering in her resolve. All right, he finally said, his voice barely above a whisper. But be careful, Talia. You may not like what you find. With a deep breath, Talia closed her eyes and focused on the darkness swirling around Garrick. She could feel its cold tendrils grasping at her, trying to ensnare her in its grasp. But she was determined. She took a step closer and embraced the shadows, allowing them to wrap around her like a shroud. Show me, she whispered, her voice steady. Show me your pain. The world around her shifted. In an instant, she was engulfed in Garrick's memories, flashes of his past flooding her mind. She saw the betrayal that had shattered his pact, the agonizing choice that had left him fractured and alone. The images were visceral, blood-soaked fur, anguished howls, and the faces of those he had lost. Talia gasped as she felt the weight of his sorrow pressing down on her, but she held on, channeling the darkness into something bright. Garrick, she cried, feeling the energy crackle around them. I'm here. You're not alone. Suddenly, the darkness began to shift, swirling and twisting as if responding to her call. Garrick's figure flickered before her, a blend of light and shadow. Talia, what are you doing? He shouted, panic lacing his voice. You need to get out of here. No, she shouted back, her voice ringing with conviction. We are in this together. You can't run from this anymore. With every ounce of love she could muster, Talia reached deeper into the shadows, pulling forth the pain and sorrow that had held Garrick captive. The darkness writhed, but she could feel it beginning to dissipate, replaced by a warmth that spread through her and into him. A blinding light erupted from her, illuminating the plateau in a cascade of vibrant colors. Talia gasped as the shadows around Garrick began to dissolve, revealing the man beneath, the alpha who had been lost for far too long. Talia! Garrick's voice rang out, a mix of fear and wonder. What have you done? I've shown you that love can conquer even the darkest of nights, she replied, tears streaming down her cheeks as she felt his essence shifting. You are not alone, Garrick. You never were. As the last remnants of darkness faded, Garrick's true self emerged, his eyes shining with clarity and hope. Talia felt a connection strengthen between them, an unbreakable bond forged through shared pain and love. In that moment, the truth of their connection became apparent. She was the reincarnation of the one he had lost, the very light he had been searching for in the depths of his despair. Talia, he breathed, reaching out to cup her face in his hands. Hear her. I can feel it. She nodded, her heart pounding. I think I always was. We were meant to find each other again. Garrick's eyes shimmered with unshed tears, the weight of his past slowly lifting. But how? How can this be? It doesn't matter, she whispered, her voice filled with conviction. What matters is that we're here now. Together. We can heal each other. Garrick pulled her closer, their foreheads touching as they both breathed in the warmth of their newfound connection. I don't want to lose you again, Talia. I can't bear the thought of living in darkness without you. You won't have to, she promised, her voice steady. From now on, we face everything together. I won't let you fall into that abyss again. As they stood there, wrapped in each other's arms, the world around them transformed. The plateau, once a place of torment and shadow, now glowed with the promise of a new beginning. Together, they would forge a path forward, a path entwined with love, light, and the unbreakable bond that transcended the boundaries of life and death. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a warm golden hue over the land, Garrick and Talia knew that they were no longer defined by their pasts. They were united, stronger than ever, ready to face whatever challenges lay ahead. The darkness had not only been vanquished, it had become a part of their story, a testament to their resilience and love. With hearts intertwined and spirits renewed, They stepped forward, ready to embrace the future together, united and unbreakable.